All right, let's call the meeting to order. It's 5:30. It is being recorded. Introduction is Karen Camber, Rick Goslin, Steve Barrett. We're your select board. First item up on the agenda is approval of the minutes of March 5th meeting.
I make a motion we approve those minutes as written.
Okay. Are there any corrections, admissions, or errors?
I didn't see any.
I didn't either. All those in favor of approving the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Appearances by local citizens and visitors. That's where there's anything that you want to bring up that's not on the agenda, any specific. We may not be able to take action on it, but you can inform us and we can move that to another meeting. Anybody got anything they want to bring up? Okay. Moving on. Chris Donovan to discuss the ATV matters. That's what it says here.
Yeah, anybody that doesn't know, I just come every year to ask permission for certain town roads as connectors to connect off-road trails. Nothing's changed from last season. Everything we're asking for is the same as last year. I haven't heard any complaints. I'm sure, I don't know if you guys have, but I usually hear if there is one. And so.
Yep, no, haven't heard any. The town roads that he's asking, or the club is asking for, is Reed Road, Searles Road, Niles Road, Cross Road, Clark Mountain Road, Collins Mill Road, the Bonin Road, Gore Road, and they're all the same as last season. That's what's stated on the landowner permission form. Okay. I make a motion that we approve the VASA landowner permission form as presented to us this evening. Is there any more discussion? No? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Needs to be signed by all of us right down here.
Oh, okay.
As a landowner.
Yep. So.
We want Karen's signature right on there, since you know.
I'm not a landowner.
We need your bank routing number.
Jeez. Putting up a toll right by your driveway.
That'd be perfect.
Not leaving much room there, is it?
No.
Perfect. Great.
Oh, I left room for my sign. I thought you were going to sign.
Two's a quorum.
You stay in line.
And there is no room for a third one.
Yeah, I left you room there.
We'll get the
copies.
Copied done, and then Chris can hang around if he wants, or he can leave.
I'll stay. Listen for a while.
Okay. Oh, great. Wait for Hannah to get back on the minutes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, moving on the agenda, back to it. Appearance by Brian Lamore to discuss seeking nominations for the Orleans County Municipal Seat on Rural Community Transportation Board of Directors.
That's me. I'm Brian Lamore.
Hi.
I met you two guys a couple times when I was in here before. I live on Collins Mill. I've been here for a little over a year. I'm seeking your nomination to be on the Rural Community Transportation Board. It's something that I'm passionate about, connecting community members to other areas. I think community connectivity is really important, especially for health and wellness. RCT provides a lot of Medicaid rides to older residents, folks with disabilities. It's not currently, or Newport Town is not currently on their fixed route schedules. So there is a lack of service, and I think part of the value that I'll bring to the board is that perspective of a town that isn't served by its current routes.
Great.
So if there's any questions I can answer, I could try.
So you want the job?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. The way I had read it, I thought you were here seeking people for that position, and I'm going, I've done enough. I'm not.
I would like.
I like it when people show up and want the job.
What is it we have to do for you to be on the board?
You have to make a motion. I've suggested language.
To a point.
Motion to nominate Brian Lamoureux for the Orleans County Municipal Seat on the Rural Community Transportation Board of Directors.
Okay, I'll make a motion to nominate Brian Lamoureux to seek nomination for Orleans County Municipal Seat on the Rural Community Transportation Board of Directors.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. You got the job.
Thank you very much.
Real simple here.
If at some point you have citizens coming in expressing interest in connectivity, rides, transportation, it's Hannah.
Yep.
And I emailed you, and you'll have my contact in case
Great.
You want to bring me here to talk with folks.
They don't come to Newport Center at all now?
They don't have a fixed route schedule, but
Okay.
they will offer rides for folks with Medicaid or disabilities.
Yeah, because I've seen them in town. I thought, mm-hmm. you know, but they must have to call and specifically say, come pick me up. Or,
yeah, exactly. You know. There's on-demand rides available.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome to stay, or you can leave.
I have dinner with
my lady. We like it when people come to visit us.
Thank you all.
You're welcome. Next item up is annual appointment of the representatives to Northeast Kingdom Fiber Optics Board of Governing Board. Currently, a position is being held by Dave Gelly and Wendy Matthews.
Yep.
Matthews. So, and do you think they both want to do that again?
That's my understanding.
All right.
I talked to Dave at town meeting, and he was all excited how it was going up. Mm-hmm. Going up by here.
Good. So,
you need a motion?
Yes.
I need a motion for to nominate Dave Gilley and Wendy Matthews at the NEKCV Governing Board.
Discussion.
I think it's going great.
Hearing nothing. All those in favor of the appointing Dave Gilley and Wendy Matthews for the governing board, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries.
That one's yours, Steve. Says the chair.
Ah.
I can finish filling it out later if you like.
This is the second?
Today's?
Yes,
today's
April 2nd.
Yes.
Chair email address. You're the town clerk.
Yes.
Great. If people have a question whether we're not taking a second when we make a motion, we've stopped doing that a year or so ago. And it is legal to do that. They actually said that taking a second was stifling discussion. Because if nobody wanted to give a second, the motion died. The motion should stand on its own, and if nobody wants it, vote no. So that's why we just make a motion and then take discussion and move on it from there. Let people know why. I wonder why they don't second this. But anyway, next item up on the agenda is review bids for lawn care services.
Two bids.
Two?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. Take one and I'll take one.
Great.
Well, that baby's taped up.
How many times has that been opened and adjusted?
I don't know. Probably a few times with the price of gas. No.
Stop it. Okay.
Did they have a bid proposal that they all bid from, so they're all going to be the same?
I handed out the one that Denise had from last year, but it didn't include the cemeteries, so I added those, and then a couple weeks later, I was told those are usually separate bids. So I'm not sure if they're identical or not.
Okay.
Do you have one for Vitrolan Services Properties, Recycling Center, Town Park, Town Clerk?
This is all.
You got that one right
this
there?
This is right there.
Okay. To include mowing, weed whacking, and brushing.
Yep.
Okay.
And then I have a separate one for the cemetery.
Okay. So. For bids for lawn services 2026 summer season for town properties of Newport Recycling Center, Town Park, Town Clerk, Sewer Plant, Town Garage, Ball Field, Solar Water Treatment Facilities, mowing around the fire reserve pond to include mowing, weed whacking, and brush hogging, spring cleanup, fall cleanup. So the first part was $4,100. The spring cleanup was $800. The fall cleanup is $500 for a total of $5,400.
This is nights?
This is nights. Does yours include all that? Around the wells and the old houses,
well,
solar panels.
Solar panels, wells, top well, recycling, fire pond,
fall field, garage,
park.
Yeah. But it doesn't have spring and fall cleanup, does it?
Well, it's listed up here.
Oh, it is?
As spring and fall cleanup and brush hogging.
Okay.
So it kind of lists everything up here. So when we lack in trimming, spring and fall cleanup.
Okay. So we're comparing apples to apples with this
one?
Yeah,
well, this is a total. It doesn't break it down like that one.
Okay.
So per se. So Triple M Lawn Care, same coverage, comparable. They have a grand total of $8,470. They have season cost is $6,220. Spring and fall cleanup is $2,250.
Okay.
So this is all the stuff that...
Yeah,
it is.
Listing.
Yep,
yes.
That's why we just compared it.
We just compared them.
Apples to apples here.
Yep.
Okay. So one's $5,400 and the other one's $8,400.
Yep.
Okay. So nobody bid the cemeteries.
Well, not yet. Those are separate.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. Okay, I have bids for cemetery. Cemetery on Route 100 to include mowing, trimming, weed whacking, spring cleanup, fall cleanup. So $5,100 for the season to mow and trim and weed whack. Spring cleanups $550, fall cleanups $550 for a grand total of $6,200 for nights.
That's just the Route 100 cemetery.
That's just the Route 100 cemetery.
Okay.
I So he has, you got? Well, he has a listing for all
three. Oh, he's got all three.
He has all three.
Okay, listed. Well, let me go see what we got.
Yeah, but I can list them.
So. Oh, you can list them?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Route 100 Cemetery, he has $4,600. Spring and Falkland up $200 each. So that would be a total of five.
Total of 5,000?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's for 100.
Mm-hmm.
Cemetery. All right. And for Wright Cemetery on Collins Mill Road and on Lake Road Cemetery, weed whacking, mowing, remove trash on all as needed basis. That's $6,950 for that. Spring cleanup, $550. Fall cleanup, $550 for a total of $8,050.
Road and rights, he hasn't broken down, so together this would be $6,900 for the regular mowing.
Okay.
And then he's got $600 for spring and fall cleanup.
So that makes it $7,500.
Right.
So for Lake Road and...
Lake Road and Wrights.
And Wrights. Okay.
$7,500?
Yeah, for Lake Road and Wrights.
Okay.
Okay. And other services provided in the past. Got weeding flower beds and mulching areas, recycling center and park town. Per visit as needed, $40. Weeding flower beds and mulching in spring at the town clerk's office, $275 for a total of $315.
I do not have a bid for that.
You don't have a bid for that? Okay, so that's separate. We'll leave that
there. I think he's done that before, so.
This is per time.
This is per time, $40. Yeah, so you can't really.
It's on average, Rick. It's like three times a year.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe four, if depending on what the weather does.
Okay. So we'll leave that one separate.
Yeah.
You've been tallying?
No, I'm just trying to get. Is that all of them?
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So did they have a total?
These two do have grand totals at the bottom.
There's $8,470.
$8,470 for that, and then $12,500 for cemeteries.
And cemeteries was $12,500.
Yeah.
And cemeteries for Knights was $84,000.
Yes. Cemetery, that's the lawn care, is that covered? Okay, so let's go back here. Cemeteries, Route 100, 62.
62 plus.
Plus Wrights and Collins Mills, 8,050.
That's 14.
14,250 for a total?
I think so.
On cemeteries?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Okay.
What's the breakdown?
Is that comparable to last year? Do you know?
I don't know.
It's the same bid we proposed last year.
Is it?
Our rates haven't increased.
Okay.
Everything going on.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
$19,900 and change will be the total for all three.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's 19. Yep.
So did I had $19,650 from Knights.
Yep.
And Steve and Cassandra, whatever the last name lawn care was $20,970.
Yep.
Oh.
Okay. Yep.
Steve, being on the cemetery commission, he's done one hell of a job, I tell you that, on all those cemeteries.
Okay.
He looked good.
Well, he has done it in the past 3 years.
17.
Wow.
Yep. I started this business in 16.
Okay.
The work that's amended right here. One summer, I did all this by myself. Okay. We did the cemeteries. We did the town clerk. The ball fields. At the time, the pond wasn't in, so we weren't mowing that. But we were mowing the recycling center. I was. So yeah, we've got a pretty good grasp on. And I told Hannah the other week, I actually sat down and did some numbers, and with the fuel costs this year, we're pretty close to not making a hell of a lot, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. You're going to drop like a rock, though. You know.
Yeah. I can only hope. Like everything else in the world, right? So I have a very devoted crew. The guys take real pride in what they do. We've made some really good relationships with the town people along with the cemeteries. It's important to us.
Good.
So your cost was pretty much the same as last year?
Exactly.
Dollar. In the town. These guys live in Jerry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're on the bonding room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, personally, I would pick somebody who is in the town.
Yep.
Not just money-wise.
Right, right. Yep.
Just my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Yep.
So what's your pleasure?
Well, I make a motion we go with Knights for the $19,650?
Total.
Yeah.
All at once.
I'm sorry?
He wants it all at once. Small bills?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Motion's been made.
And ladies.
It's not select men anymore.
Select
person.
Is that what we call it now?
Select people.
Person.
Yeah. Yeah, select the
special people.
Yeah, I'm special.
Motion's been made to give the lawn mowing bids to Knights. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Eyes have it. Motion carries. You're welcome.
I order 8,000 gallon bowls. I don't know where I'm going from 1 week to the next.
I know, but we've been doing this a long time. We're only in hopes that gas prices are going to fall to 99
right.
cents.
Right. I didn't say 99 cents.
I was going to hold you to that.
No, I didn't say 99 cents.
Well, if they fall a dollar, we'll be fortunate.
I remember 23.9.
Yeah.
I mean, in all honesty, 2023, we were paying $4 and $5.28 for regular gas, and we were paying almost $6 for diesel.
Yeah.
I've kept records since 17.
Yeah.
The amount of fuel that we spend mowing for the town on the average is around $3,200. So that comes right out of that bid.
Yeah.
That's money not made. So hopefully this year it's $3,200 and not $5,200.
Right. And this is how many years you've been doing it for the town?
We've been doing this since 17, Rick.
2017?
Yes. Yeah. So we've learned a lot over the years, and we just kind of keep our fingers crossed that...
And you have the cemetery's blessings, because they say you do a good job.
We try to. It's expressed. It's very important. We not only have friends and family in this area, we have friends and family that have family in that area.
Yep.
You know, so it's... You'd have never thought... Honestly, I'd have never thought 10 years ago we'd still be doing this. But it is. There's a reward behind it. And
yeah.
We have two good guys that helps a hard thing when it comes to that, honestly.
Yeah. That's good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Moving on, the agenda, review bids for paving services.
I already opened them.
Okay.
Gray's come in at $144,350, $144,350. Allstate was $123,700, and Pike was $125,077.
Now repeat those figures again.
$144,350.
Yeah.
$123,700, and $125,077.
Who is the $123?
Allstate.
Allstate's. Okay.
Used to be Hutchins.
They're the ones that did Vance Hill.
Yes.
Up there already.
It was a $1,377 difference between Allstate's and Pike. Our budget is $125,000 for paving, so Norm went over by $77.
What?
And they
pay for the fuel.
And these prices do include an asphalt adjustment price. If the price,
all three of them?
All three of them. They normally, Norman asked for to have no adjustment in it, but the other two refused to bid it without the adjustment, so Norm bid it with the adjustment too.
What does the adjustment include?
The price of liquid asphalt goes up, they crank
fuel,
the price
up. Fuel? It,
Norm.
So what happens is an index put out by the state of Vermont every month. That index reflects what we, you know, charge for the liquid to make the asphalt. So, for instance, last month to this month went up $92. So, in theory, it's like $5 a ton of mix. It went up.
Right.
And now, at some point, it starts going back the other way. You know, I think, you know, everything is, you know, uncertain right now. That's why you see this spike, but it's not normal. I look back at last year, it did vary $50 through the whole summer. You know, that's a normal year. This is abnormal, you know, so.
Yes.
So what can happen in a case like this, if it's an adjustment, you may see, you know, a $2 to $3 a ton more increase. On the other hand, if it goes the other way from when we bid this thing, then the town pays less.
Okay.
So it's a.
So $2 to $3, that's worst case scenario?
It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell, but I would say yes.
Do you see those slips?
What slips? The price of the asphalt?
Yeah.
I get a weight slip when they do pave, but we just get a bill at the end, right, to my knowledge.
So what happens when he sees the paving slips, it says how much asphalt was put in there. We call it virgin asphalt, which is a new part. That's what you get paid on, you know. If it's a asphalt escalation on it, that's the part that varies. It's not all the material, just the new liquid asphalt that's put in here. That's all you're paying, plus or minus on.
So we will see a clear reduction if there is one.
Yes. Yes, you will.
Okay.
Or a clear increase.
Mm-hmm. If you see one.
Can I ask you a quick question, sir?
Yes.
When you first started, you said the state mandates the price of liquid asphalt? Is that
that is governed by several states, not just one.
Okay.
Yes.
So
usually we reflect, Vermont reflects New York state.
Okay. Yeah. So if New York's prices are increasing, then Vermont's are also?
Yes.
Just a coattail?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And we're paving what now?
From the fire station to 105, and from 105... How far are we going north?
Close to the railroad tracks.
Close to the railroad.
Short of the railroad tracks. Probably just beyond the entrance to the new recycling center.
Okay.
It's about 1,100 tons. And they're going to reclaim it, which they charge by the square foot.
What's reclaiming? Grinding it?
Yep.
Okay.
Not cold planing, but like a big rototiller.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. You lay that right back down in there?
Correct. Put it right back down.
Okay.
And then you can change your elevation. And the other thing is that bridge down there, which has got dirt over.
Yeah.
Over,
right.
The deck.
We know that.
Yeah.
And was a dirt road.
Right. Exactly. So what I recommend, you know, is grind it right through that. Get rid of that. You know, if you have to, take some weight off.
Yeah.
You know, just to make it, you know, because it, again, you got one structure down there that, you know,
yep,
it may have to be worked on a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But we can adjust the height of the road by reclaiming it, you know, because you can remove material.
Okay.
So this was cold plane last time. I don't know how many years ago.
10, 11.
Right. That wasn't the answer then. And every time you put something in the ground, it interferes with what's underneath there.
And they're going to lay down a 2.5-inch base. And it'll need to be top coated in the next year or two.
Right. But you can fix any areas that need to be fixed before you put the top coat on. Yes.
And Norm says he'll have it done in May.
It'll be May.
This year?
Yes. You want to be back for that? So our time frame, we're pretty flexible with our time frame, you know, to do this work. So it can be ground up. I recommend setting for a few weeks. Might have to take some calcium on it, you know, to keep the dust control down. But
then, the frost going to be out of the ground by May?
Well, if not, like I told Mike, we're flexible. You know, if it's May or June,
not
maybe
November.
Maybe it's better to wait till the school's closed. And I don't know when the school would close.
Usually second week of June, roughly.
Yeah. But, you know, if not, you know, if you want it done before then, you know. But like I said, you know.
Well, it'd be nice to have it during the summer months.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, do it when you can do it, I would say.
Yeah. Norm Jr. says they can do it June-ish too. That's all state. But he's not here. Norm Sr. is here.
Yeah.
That's all it takes sometimes.
So, who's your recommendation?
I'd use Norm.
Okay.
With pipe.
That's who you've used in the past.
We've used them all.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
they've all done good work for us.
Yeah. Nobody's got us yet, so.
Yeah, they've all done good work for us.
Yeah. So.
Sure. I recommend, make a motion we go with Pike.
Any further discussion?
I mean, I like it personally that Norman took time to come in here. I think that in itself shows quite a lot.
Yep.
He does every year he comes.
Yeah, and explains.
Sometimes he's lost.
Sometimes he leaves with his head down.
Wow. He's been a lot here with my head down a couple times too.
So. Yep.
He's been getting beat up the last couple, three years.
Yep.
Good. So, all those in favor? I have no more discussion. All those in favor of awarding the paving bid to Pike Industries, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries.
Okay, so get a signed copy and I can pick it
yep.
up.
Yep.
Whenever you get to it. Okay.
You need authorization to sign that? Or you want.
Do you care who signs it?
No. As long as I don't sign it myself.
I make a motion that we authorize Mike Bayrod to sign the paving contract.
Yep.
Great.
Further discussion on that?
Nope.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. Ayes have it. You're legal, Mike.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
Thank you. Discuss the purchase of a new truck.
Oh, boy.
That's a lot more money.
I am not ready for this. I know it's nice to stay with it.
Yeah. Well. I got a lot of numbers, and ain't none of them cheap.
Okay, you want
to
go
ahead, man?
No.
Do you want to go any further?
I got some international numbers. Do you want to hear about them?
Yes.
Okay, international, they make an HX620, comes only in an automatic, $190,000 with all the extended warranty. It's got a Cummins motor. The only thing it's got going for it. They got an HX 520, which is that 620 has an automatic transmission. The 520 has a standard transmission. It's got a great big square hood. Not really an ideal looking truck to plow with. $181,905. They have the HV, which is similar looking to what we had for internationals in the past. Only comes with an automatic, and that's $187,000, and that's got an international motor. The other two had Cummins motors, so don't really want that one either.
I was going to say, we had some issues with the international motors.
Now, Charlie Boy's only give me a price on a Freightliner, very identical to the ones we currently have, of $177,225. With the warranties and everything. And I have the specs for all these trucks. If you
They're all 10-wheelers.
All 10-wheelers.
And they're all capable of the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Automatics or standard?
Standard.
All standard that you have?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do have prices for automatics.
Internationals the only ones that...
Internationals, two of the versions only come in automatics. And the automatic typically adds $8,000 to $10,000 to the price over the standard. I did get a price on a Mack. They were $187,000. not really interested in that one either, but I got a price. Now, I reached out to ATG out of New Hampshire to get prices on Freightliners and Western Stars from them. The specs are a little different than what Charlie Boy's specs mean. Their price, they left out the towing on the warranty for the Freightliner. It was $171,161. So they're like $6,000 cheaper than Charlie Boy's for a very similar truck.
What do you mean by leave out the towing?
They didn't. It was not included in the spec that he sent me. Oh. He told me it'd be another $1,265 to add it in.
Okay.
So their price was $169. I added the $1,265 to get the $171. And they also have, he did give me a price on a Western Star, which was $183,258. And these are both standards. And that one had to add towing too, so you end up with $184. Now we've been having some issues with our 23 Freightliner, but for $13,000-$14,000, if you wanted to buy the cheapest one, it'd be very similar to what we got.
They repair them? Do they repair them?
Yes. Yes, ATG is a big trucking company. They have a shop in Lancaster, Lebanon, Westminster, Manchester too, maybe. Those are the ones.
And it's a Freightliner.
Yeah.
And that's what Charlie Boy says. So
well, I had to call them. They cannot solicit business up here. I had to call them to get a price because this is Charlie Boy's territory. Because I wanted numbers to compare with Charlie Boy's to make sure.
I will tell you one thing.
There's a truck man.
That we've run into. We bought four Western Stars. And they were having issues, heated headlights, stuff like that. You make an appointment, drop your truck off down there. We got trackers on our trucks. Trucks sit there for 5 or 6 days before they bring it into work on it. That's making an appointment.
This is with
Charlie Boys.
Yeah.
ATG has been taking way better care of trucks that they didn't even sell versus somebody we're buying from. Because I know the next ones we buy will not be down there. And then we weren't taking anything there, We didn't get a phone call to see. And even with all the pedal trucks that Fred's has bought through them, they're finding the same thing. Taking stuff to Lancaster, give them a call, bring it over. So in my opinion, that's what we've run into is taking better care.
Last summer we had a truck down there and I waited a few days from the time I went down there, called them, told me next truck in. I waited 2 days, called them, told me next truck in. Called 2 days later, said the same thing, next truck in. I was a little disgruntled. And that was, I expressed my displeasure to Sandy, but
He's
no longer with us.
And that price, did it include a plow, or is that
refurbishing
an old plow?
That got a whole nother price for that.
Okay.
And that's not good either.
That's no body either.
Right? That's cab and chassis. The thought was to get the cab and chassis before the new emissions take effect in 27, which means we need to order it so it gets built in 26. It'll have the current emissions, and it won't go to the body shop until late 27, early 28.
Something about DEF, his sensors has been eliminated?
I don't even, there are the new emissions before Trump was signing stuff, said they had to have a giant alternator on them that would produce
exhaust.
Yeah, as soon as the truck starts, the exhaust got to be like 240 degrees to meet the new emission standards. And they were saying that was going to add 25 to 30,000, depending on the engine manufacturer, to the cost. Which I also heard now with Trump signing stuff, they said that a lot of that number was because of how they had to warranty it. And with Trump kind of rolling things back, they said that number might not be as severe. But they're still going to put that on the trucks.
The last thing that I heard is they were getting rid of the DEF fluid, but they're going to keep the emissions on the exhaust for all diesels. So you would still have your particulating filters.
Yeah.
that would have burn offs, similar, very similar to the new equipment, like, you know, skid steers and the John Deere tractors. They've eliminated all the DEF fluid, but have left the exhaust particle filters in them and stuff, which.
I was just hoping to not be a guinea pig with new emissions. That was the only reason I'm pricing the truck.
And we have to buy it from Trolley Boys. This is their territory.
No, we don't.
No, you don't have to.
Who's going to warranty it?
Them.
Trolley Boys?
Well, ATG. It's about the same distance to Lancaster as right. to Milton.
Oh.
We actually took our Western Star R20 there back when it was pretty new because Trolley Boys sold us a Western Star at the time, but they couldn't service it. They had to take it to their dealer in Plattsburgh. So I got mad at them and I took it to Lancaster and they happily serviced it.
So for shits and giggles, what's some plow cost for a truck?
Oh, the plow and body
set.
Are
we looking at a quarter of a million total here?
Oh, 300.
Oh, jeez.
It's 100. The price I got for a body and plow set is 107,000.
So the plows, are they usable to put back on, or is it not even worth even thinking about?
A plow is, but that's just a small portion of the whole price.
Yeah.
And they're generally pretty sloppy after 8 years, 8-9 years. They're pretty worn out.
We usually try to sell it or trade it.
Oh, no, I totally. It's just, you know, I see the truck buyer.
Oh, yeah.
What about the other half?
Yeah.
Okay. You get a truck over in New Hampshire, where does it go to get its plow put on?
Wherever you want it to.
I mean, I know that, like, Sibs is the big one.
Viking Sides is the one in Vermont exactly. that's left. There's still HB Fairfield in New Hampshire, and they'll build it faster, but I'm not really in a hurry, and their prices are higher. They actually wouldn't even give me a price the last time I asked for one.
Okay, I was just curious because I know that.
Do we still pay tax if you buy in New Hampshire? The
town does not pay tax.
We're tax exempt.
New Hampshire or Vermont?
Yeah. We're tax exempt.
So you're exempt. Okay.
Yep. And I got all kinds of truck specs if you want to dig through.
No,
I've been reviewing them over and over. It's,
so, in your opinion, because of what you've dealt with in the past, which one would you prefer to go with, not considering price?
I think the Western Star is a nicer truck. It's worth more in the end. But for $13,000, $14,000, I don't know.
What about trade-in?
Well, that's you gain it back. We've been getting hosed on trade-ins because okay. we've
Big
been
time.
Trading in internationals.
Okay.
The last truck we traded was an international, and we traded it to a Trolley Boys, and that truck is still sitting on Charlie Boy's lot because they can't sell it.
They only gave us $50,000 for it.
No, $28,000.
$28,000.
What are we trading in this time?
It would be the 2020 Western Star, which they won't give us a number. So it's because it's such far out.
Yeah.
How many miles on that?
50,000. The corrosion, as you, if you look through my repair bills, I'm putting some money in it right now.
You would be buying a Western Star and trading a Western Star in?
Yeah. Or a Freightliner.
Same,
both the same. The Freightliners are good trucks. They're just not.
It's the same truck, isn't it?
Hmm?
Isn't it the same truck?
Virtually. The cab's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. The frame's a little heavier on a Western Star. Same suspension, same.
You're gonna find if you buy a new Western Star, it's gonna have a Freightliner cab on it now.
Yeah.
Really? Interchangeable parts.
With the same company building them.
Yeah.
Daimler owns them all, so their new version of a Western Star has a Freightliner Cascadia cab on it. Dash is a little different. But.
What is the status of the current equipment we have now? I mean, are they in that bad a shape they need to be replaced? Or?
No, absolutely not. The 20 Western Star that would be the next one to get traded will be 8 years old, and we're putting piles of money in it because the corrosion from the salt. It's just, and it's been a pretty good truck. It's just corrosion issues. Every metal fitting is rotted off on it.
You're usually doing stuff pretty much on a schedule anyway, aren't you?
We try to rotate.
We tried. I tried to get that going a while back, and we were shooting for 8-9 years.
Right.
And
so salt kind of cuts it less than half its life.
Yeah.
Just crazy, that kind of money. 8 years, only 50,000 miles,
absolutely.
And you're dropping another $250,000, you know, or more.
Yeah. what are you going to coat them with so that they don't rust and they don't corrode?
Well, we could buy a stainless steel body, and we could, International actually offers a galvanized frame, but we don't, the frame might look like crap because they rusted, but it ain't really hurt nothing. They're not bad.
Yeah.
You know, we do.
Aluminum frames anymore? Like they used to, the older trucks.
What's
no,
that?
No manufacturers are making aluminum frames anymore.
I haven't heard of an aluminum frame.
Yeah, I haven't heard of an aluminum frame. Yeah, I mean, they did years ago. That's why I asked. I'm just curious.
But International offers the dip in the galvanized for another chunk of money.
Well, of course.
But and at the end of the day, your truck lives in heated garages, right?
Yes.
And that's what does it.
Yes.
It's hard.
Do yes. We
unless you heat pressure wash we those things
bring it
every
off.
Day, every they, time you get them outside.
Yeah, they do wash them a lot, but it's wow. Yeah. It's just
that salt's everywhere.
So. Yeah, it's you can't get it all.
And like the two trucks that don't run salt, they look a whole lot better than the one that does. Yeah. A whole lot better. They've got a different body, better paint. The Viking paint is better than what Tenko was putting on. And the Western Star that's been running salt has Tenko. So the paint, I painted the body, the driver's side body twice, and it looks like crap. And to have somebody like Winnie paint it, that's another $10,000 to $12,000.
But you start looking at a quarter of a million, so $10,000 to $12,000 is not a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on the condition.
Yeah, the wiring that's in that salt.
He's got all those numbers. You can ask him.
What's in the equipment account?
$243,168.
Pretty close, isn't it?
Well, that's currently. So yeah. It's plenty to buy the cab and chassis with, you know, because it'll be all 170s or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that'll leave us with 70. And then we're going to need another 107.
Yeah. But that's down the road a year.
And be 28 probably.
As long as we got no other large expenses.
Yeah.
Do you foresee any?
Loader's new. Grader's in good shape.
Yeah.
Tires on the grader?
Just new last year.
Yeah.
Good. We did radials, right? On the grader?
Yeah. I believe so. I don't. We didn't buy the most expensive tire, but they're new because we are having a lot of flats and they are worn out.
I'd recommend we go with what Mike wants.
No, I was gonna say, what do you feel? I mean, like you said, it's only 10, 13 grand difference, really.
Yeah, we bought.
We've tried them all basically, and haven't really had good luck with any of them.
Yeah.
Well, I like the idea of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
The salesman from International went to Charlie Boys, right?
Yes. Dan.
And then. So you want to deal with the people in New Hampshire?
I don't have an issue dealing with Dan. I feel they hosed us on their last truck. I feel they took advantage of us somehow. And. So I wanted to keep them honest this time, and I don't know, there's a price difference. It ain't huge.
You think he's going to be honest going forward? I mean...
I've asked a lot of questions, and I never get answers from Charlie Boys.
Really?
No. When the town of Derby bought a Western Star, the same time we bought our last Freightliner, we paid $149,000 for it without the warranty. They bought one with better suspension, or at least more expensive suspension, and an automatic, and they paid $5,000 more than us. The difference between a Freightliner and a Western Star is supposed to be $10,000 to $15,000, and that automatic transmission adds another $8,000 to $10,000, and there was only $5,000 difference between what they paid and us.
So and how I come just, they got the better deal?
They did. And I reviewed their specs, and the truck ain't built light, it's built. And so I've asked them why. And I cut no answer.
Mm. Better negotiator? I don't know.
We did get hosed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sounds like it. But if you went through Derby to buy the next one, let them go. Yeah.
So you want to move this year on that?
We don't need to. We can wait, roll the dice, and see what the prices do. You know, and
well, if you're trying to beat the emissions, and
well, that was my goal. I didn't want
to have to bite the bullet. Because
we bought an 08 when they changed the emissions in 07, and we had terrible luck.
Well, terrible you think luck. They're going to go down in price?
No.
What's the deadline on the emissions?
Got to be built in 26.
Some of the 27s are already out. Peterbilt.
Yeah. Well, it might be a 27 model year, but it has to be built in 26 to not have any emissions.
So you wait one more year. There's a good chance you're not going to get it.
Right.
No. If I won't get one without the emission. I'll get the new emissions package if I don't order it this year.
I was going to say, if you order one now, you get it what you want?
Right.
I'll get it before the next emissions.
Right. Okay.
And that, you said, was probably around a $20,000 difference. That they think.
That's what was predicted when the beginning of the year.
I know that Cummins, there's that big generator that's on that, is all that is to preheat the exhaust or go through the after treatment. That's all it is.
The one that's quitting on you, that's still doing that?
It went to Charlie Boys on. They worked on it on Monday. We picked it up on Tuesday, but we haven't used it. It didn't die on the way home. They found another loose wire.
Okay.
I got the write up from the three times it's been down there for it, if you'd like to read them.
Are they finding it with other vehicles, other trucks, same issue, or they're not telling you that?
They're not real. Conversationalist.
Forthcoming with any information? Yes.
Tell you what you need to know.
Well, it's one of them issues that they can't plug their laptop into and see nothing.
Right.
Because it's not. And they've never seen it do it. They bring it down there and it does not do it to them. And we come up here and bounce around the back roads with it and it dies. Does it.
You've heard what I said. I don't think they're going to get any cheaper.
Yeah, I don't think waiting's going to be your option.
No.
I think it stinks, but.
So it sounds like I'm out waiting
you're
here
anyway. Like,
what's your opinion?
Lots of things going on in this world, and I'm kind of a conservative type of guy, and I like to see that account hold some cash in it when there's uncertainty, because you might need to buy something else.
Well, there is still $908,000 in a restricted fund, the highway restricted
fund.
Okay. That is not included with that 243. Okay. And I'm good waiting. I'm just trying to be proactive. You don't want to buy one?
No, I'm outweighed anyway, so if I put it to a vote, so I'm going to lose.
But we haven't voted yet.
We haven't voted yet.
I'm just trying to be proactive and be ahead of the curve. That's all I'm doing. If you think it's safer to wait, that's fine by me.
The company over in New Hampshire, they won't give us a price on our trade-in?
Not at the time, no.
They want to get closer to the
trade.
Do they have any idea? Is it more than $28,000?
Honestly, no.
They
didn't even really want to talk about trades.
No kidding.
You're gonna get
hosed on it. We'd probably be better off selling it ourselves.
Well, being a Western Star, you probably have a lot better luck.
You can go to an auction site.
50,000 miles?
Well, that's what it's got currently. Oh. In a couple more years, you know, if it stays on the road without a lot of breakdowns, it'll have 75.
Yeah.
The truck's how old, Mike? 5 years?
It's a 20.
10,000 miles a year.
Yeah.
Generally. It's 6 years, I guess.
Yeah, but by the time we get rid of it, it'll be close to 8.
You can't sell a stale cupcake. And honestly, it's that way with everything. It doesn't matter what you're trading in nowadays.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it could be brand new and cherry, they're not going to give you what it's worth.
I think we should let Mike proceed.
That's kind of what I said,
assuming that. I think you'd be better off selling your truck yourself somehow, say, without a trade-in. So you're going to get holes on the tree then.
Yeah, because they already bought 10, 15
more easily selling yourself. Yeah. And I'm just putting that easily. I mean, it could be more.
Which?
A little lipstick sells.
That's all I have to say.
And even if you spend the 170, 80,000 or whatever like that, we're not going to be broke. Still got money in reserve.
But I just buys the truck, not the plow.
Oh, I know. Plow in the body.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do have the price on that too.
Yeah. From
Viking. It's $107,000.
$107,000.
Yeah.
That's for the plow, mount, and hydraulics and wing. That's that much.
Well, and the back body.
In 2020 the on the one
and
that.
And the dump body.
And the dump body.
$59,000.
That price just includes the state body.
In 2020, it was $59,000 for the body setup.
That's $107,000 now.
In 23, it was $75,000. In 25, it was $95,000. Now it's at $107,000.
Wait, how much extra of the silence?
I thought the box came with the truck.
Well, I appreciate my road being plowed, so.
Yeah.
Do you know the state of Vermont charges us for a permit to plow our own roads?
Now, how's that even possible?
No. Here. You voted for him.
Who's that? I voted for
him. I don't know. The people, I didn't vote for him, so I know that it wasn't me. So somebody did.
So what is, they tax you, is it per mile?
No, it's an annual permit.
So it's just a standard fee tax.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they do give us money to take care of our roads.
Yes,
they do.
They do give us money.
In comparison to what they give you to what the tax is?
They give us $100,000+, and the permit's $2,000-$3,000.
Right. Yeah.
But what does the permit entail, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, they got this MRGP that it's a municipal general roads permit where every segment the roads are broken down into segments of either being hydraulically connected or not, and we keep track. And we just had to resurvey the whole town because it's been in place for 10 years now, whatever, and they tell us we have to fix these segments if they're not up to their standards, and that's...
So that's just the quality of the road is what you're
really consistent with. They're trying to mandate and tell us how to take care of the roads, because that's what they do, you know. It's basic general road maintenance, which we normally do anyways, and...
Everybody's got their piece of fun.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. I think we'll make a motion.
Yep.
That we have Mike proceed.
What do you want to buy? You want to give me a dollar number?
We left that up to you, I thought.
You always give me a dollar number.
Give him a blank check.
Give me a blank check. No.
I don't do that.
If it was me, just because I would go with.
Would it make a difference?
Excuse me?
In the deal, if you sold them, select board only authorized.
You used to do that to me.
I know.
You used to do that to me, and sometimes I get a little bit, but not generally a whole lot. And the problem with that is we got to have a whole nother meeting.
Are any of these prices or all of these prices set in stone?
They claim there's no wiggle room.
They're not, you know, next week they're not going to go up in price.
Not that I've been told. And I can, like on the ATG prices, those are with the Michelin tires, and I can lose a little money on the price to buy cheaper tires. Because we typically don't run those tires. They spec them like we're going to run them in the wintertime, and we don't typically put a whole new set of winter tires on it so we don't ruin the nice pretty wheels. Okay. So I can save $3,000 to $4,000 on those prices by buying cheaper tires.
So the bottom line is that you need at least 171.
Yeah.
You can make that the cap then.
Put in a motion.
Make a motion that we go with what, ATG? And the 171, 161 for Priceline.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Unanimous. $171,160. Okay.
Well, on the 25 we bought, we paid $166. So
not that far off.
2 years. Not bad.
A different company and the warranties. We paid $149 for the base price on this, on the 25 model, and I don't remember what the base price without that warranty is. It's
so 5-6 years of
diesel to get on those trucks. So $156.
Well,
no.
No, because that 20 won't be going for 2 more years.
Right, so it'd be 8 years.
We have to order it now, so it'll be ready for then.
Yep.
It's the putting it together process.
Yeah.
That takes
the You'll longest. Get it next year.
The
truck.
28.
The cabin chassis, will, I believe, will be here within a couple, 3 months, and we'll pay for that. And then the body, I think the body slots are late 27 now, if not 28.
So will the truck be here?
The cabin chassis, they generally get delivered to the dealer and sits on their lot until it goes to the body company.
So we pay for that now, we won't get that till 28.
Yeah.
Does that affect our warranty, though? I mean,
nope. The warranty starts, don't start until you take delivery.
Until you take delivery. Okay, good.
Yep.
We have time to build up the coffers.
Well, and I also have trouble with buying and then leaving it on a dealer's yard.
We could go get it.
For a year.
Yeah.
Well, I tried out the internationals they had down there, and one of them, which had been sitting on their lot for a year, derated before I even could move it. It would not move because it had been sitting there so long. The DEF crystallized and couldn't even take that one for a test drive.
Wow.
Well, I hear parts taken out to repair parts because they can't get some, so they rob it.
Yeah, things like that happen.
Yeah,
that, you know?
Yeah, no, it does.
I know how it works.
If you get it, if you pay for it and everything else, I'd rather see it over here.
Well, we
and
certainly
when it's
can.
Ready to go out, then go bring it out to get your box and everything. At least you can run it, at least whatever. I mean, run it.
Well, it's kind of hard to run it without a box on the back.
No, but run it so it doesn't stay stagnant.
Well, oh, yeah.
What does that do to your warranty? You take delivery.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's true, too. You might look at that, too.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever is best for the town.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah. I know you will.
There you go.
Well, you're... All right. Moving on. Mike is going to handle everything for us. Road Commissioner's Report.
We need to adopt the roads and bridge standards.
Oh, that's right.
We went over with Eric Pope yesterday.
Yep. We had a meeting with the state of Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
And there are new standards.
The second page is the signing page.
Yep. And what was the section that he said was... Eric recommends that this is a better... standards than what we had.
Better written document.
Right. Better written.
It covers us better in FEMA emergencies.
Right. So he recommends it. Right here. All three of us. I like him. He was...
Eric's
really
nice.
Nice guy.
Nice guy, yeah.
Knowledgeable.
I visited with him last year.
And he tries to do what need to help the town, Joe.
Yep.
That is very helpful.
That needs to be voted. So I make a motion that we approve the new town road and bridge standards for the town of Newport. Dated January 21st, 2026. Any discussion?
Nope.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. We have to put the town's name in there and dates and that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Don't need to go into all the details. Was there a lot of changes?
No.
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 Section 5, I think.
Yeah, it was, what did it pertain to? Like, it was, if a with a, we have a major event, and it, just the wording of like a minimum culvert size is 18 inches, and it recommends that if it's a persistent culvert problem, that the wording says that it should be upsized. Mm-hmm. And in the previous wording, it didn't say that. So with a FEMA event, FEMA wouldn't pay for you to upsize it. Okay. They would only pay for what was existing. So it's supposed to make the FEMA, if we have FEMA events in the future, right, more smooth transition.
Okay. Yep.
That's really the gist of it, weren't it?
That was it. It didn't make any sense that it washed out with an 18-inch. They want to put a 24 in so it won't wash out again. And FEMA says, no, we're only going to pay for an 18.
Yeah.
Put it in, wash out again.
Yeah.
So the language that they put in there now says that the proper proper maintenance or whatever to it is to upsize. So FEMA is going to argue with that.
Yeah. Sounds good.
So if the FEMA pay for a part is to upsize it, that would come up from the town? Or would FEMA pay for the upsize, or the town has to pay the overage?
In previous years, FEMA don't pay to upsize it. They only pay what was existing.
What was existing.
And this document, and the new wording is hopefully going to ease that. So when you say it had an 18, it washed out, we put a 2-footer in there, and FEMA will hopefully now pay for the 2-footer without arguing about it.
We would do that, or you just didn't do that?
Oh, we would put whatever we generally have, because the FEMA events, it's generally pretty difficult to get anything in the ground.
Has the town received any FEMA money over the past couple of years?
For 23, we got a pile of money. They paid us pretty quick. We were pretty fortunate to get through it.
Yeah, no, I only ask because I usually don't hear any positive.
Yeah, it weren't a lot of fun, but we got 90,000. We're still getting money from it. We don't even know where it's coming from, but they were still sending us money. So, everything, the roads are just, it's for spring, frost, sinkholes, potholes. Roads are getting a little leveler. Frost is coming out slowly. The 25 Freightliner is going to Charlie Boys next week for a recall on the suspension. Just nothing major, just a recall. And that's all I have.
Okay, good. Any questions for Mike?
No? Congratulations on your new truck.
Mike puts in a lot of effort.
Yeah, it's a lot of time to get all those quotes.
Yeah, a lot of research there. Yeah.
I looked all through them things 2 years back.
It's mind-boggling.
I was here, and all of a sudden, everybody's like, here, you want to take these home and look at them?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have them. Anybody's welcome to look at all of them.
No, I know. I've looked at your loader stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's free to me. I don't know.
Yeah, if you don't know what you're looking at, sometimes it takes a call. What's this?
Mm-hmm. That's what Jerry was good for, you know? I mean, he tried to keep up to date with that. So, anyways, moving on.
What's up next is a water, sewer, solar, and recycling report.
Water's been great. You know, usage is 16 to 17,000 a day. It's pretty steady. It had a lot of fluctuation, which is nice.
Did we go through it? Weren't they supposed to come up and do a testing? And then we're going to do check. Oh, that's sewer. Thank you.
I did have some fellas came from the state of Vermont. They were actually from a college. And they tested the top two wells for uranium. I haven't heard what they would. Apparently over that way, on the other side of the hill, some homeowner wells are testing for uranium, and they wanted to see how far it trickled this way. They didn't believe ours had any, but we were right on the outside of their dome area.
Halfway down Vance Hill, Maureen McGuire, she had some at her place, I think.
But that's really nothing to us. They just came and took some water samples.
Okay.
But I did plenty of sampling last month. Everything looked good. Arsenic was good. Sewer, ain't really much been going on with that. But they're going to do my inspection on the 15th. And we're going to finally inspect the Pat Node.
That's what I was.
Pump station. Yeah, that's going to be on April 15th. I put new covers, New England Water Systems put new covers on the septic tank last summer. They're going to be down there painting them next week or the week after. Just because corrosion. Because it's steel. That's all I had on those.
And I asked Hannah about the solar panels. She had called all the Earth Renewables.
All Earth was here yesterday looking at them. Yeah, I don't know. He showed up. The solar panel that is still down is still down. The new solar panel that's gone down has the same issue. And he very politely and respectfully implied that it might not be cheap, so they're going to send over quotes as soon as they can. And then you guys will get to look at them before they're...
It's not part of our maintenance contract?
I was going to say, it's...
I can ask that question. This sounded like a repair, so I don't know what that maintenance contract says. I will ask them about that.
That's the whole purpose of buying the maintenance contract. Because,
well, maintenance and breakdown.
It's two different things.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know I've seen the one still laying flat all the time, and the other one that had the blown hose... it was upright the other day, but it was, like, not facing the same direction as the others.
I noticed one was
kind of in there that way. The one that's been flat hasn't stood up.
Okay. Anything more on solar for Mike? And so he's coming back with the estimate?
I suspect they'll be, like, emailed to me or something, but...
Even though they're laying flat, they still produce energy. So
yeah. It's just they're more efficient if they're at a 90-degree angle to the sun.
Yeah.
Okay. Recycling report. Nothing new there. Our new executive director is doing Chris Thompson. Good job. A lot of... repairs being made to the facility down there, which is an old train station, and parking lot got fixed. Less people doing a better job. So styrofoam machine got fixed, backlog's all done. They're taking lots of that. They were looking at doing ag film, you know, but that needs to be kept clean and dry. Nobody has a place to store all that, so usually it's out in the field, you know?
Yeah.
So finding it clean and dry it's on hold right now.
Your door over there, I talked to Nick Bouchard. He said that he could go right into all kinds of technical details. That's not installed wrong. That's how those were made. It was made to have that kind of bracket. If you have questions.
I don't have a problem on the bracket being made that way. It's just in the wrong place.
No, he says it's not. And if you want to call him, he will be happy to explain all the technical aspects of it. He said that's how it was ordered and installed, because that's how it's supposed to be.
This is the recycling garage?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know the rails, the tracks that go up?
Yeah.
They have a bracket on the outside that usually is on the inside to hold it against a wall.
Okay.
A black bolt put through there, another one through there. It just holds the track in the upright position.
Okay.
Up there at the recycling center, those brackets are all on the inside.
Oh.
With lag screws. So as the door's coming down, it hits the lag screws. Clunk, clunk, clunk.
You're screwing the lag screws more.
You can't. It only goes.
So far.
Right. There's a rubber seal and a lag screw in the way. And it's just, I looked at it, and the door hitting the screws is not knocking the screws out. And I said, if you just put it on the other side like it should be, then they won't be pointing in. They'll be pointing out. Mm. And
he says that.
And it made sense to Mike what I said. And every garage door I've ever seen, they've been on the outside, except ours is on the inside, and the door hits them.
And that's the way they're supposed to be.
What do you say?
That's it.
Who installed it?
Yeah.
Nick Bouchard.
He should know, I guess.
Well, of course, if you don't want to change them.
Well,
I'm going to have Jim. Can you have Jim Daigle look at that?
I can.
Yeah.
And say, does this make sense to you?
How hard would make sense and install properly are two different things. Just.
How hard would it be to put the brackets on the outside?
Well, you'd have to take the door out.
Yeah.
And then all you got to do is just unbolt them and swap them. Bolt them back up, put the door, door back up.
Yeah.
It's not unreal that somebody put them on the wrong side to begin with.
No.
But Nick came and looked at them and said, no, that's the way they're supposed to be.
He looked at
it. He didn't, but he's adamant that that's the way they're supposed to be.
I've never seen one on the inside.
Yeah. I haven't either.
I'd have Nick come up and look at it.
Yeah.
Well,
why not? Yeah. Why not at this
point? I talked to him today about it.
I know you were going to. You said you would.
Come here. Look at this.
Yeah, look at this. Does this make any sense to you?
Yeah.
He knew just what I was talking about.
He did.
And I'm not trying. I'm not a garage door installer, but I'm watching it work.
I know he does a lot of it.
Yeah, I'm watching it work, and I said this doesn't make any sense when it's. It was on like any garage door. They're on the outside, but not anymore.
I had another question about over there. I would like to turn it into nice green grass for Jay to mow.
Oh, Mike.
More gas, Jay. More gas.
There goes the bill again.
It's kind of crappy around there. And,
it's very rough, for sure.
I meant to talk about that budget time to get money for that, but. You want me to just do it the best I can with highway money?
Is it would around the recycling?
Yeah, you know, we kind of just dumped fill and filled it in. We can just put some topsoil and make it look nice and pretty, seeded mulch, and we can do that.
Yes.
I would like to.
It's a nice new building.
It would look
nice
much
spot.
Better. It's going to grow up in weeds.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
I got 126 tulips going at home that I still make
them look pretty. Okay.
Sheriff's report.
Well. Let's see here. Where's the hours? They put in 29.5 hours. They wrote 6 tickets for speeding, vehicles not inspected, no registrations, limitations on passing, no insurance, and the traffic stops, a lot of them were out on 100 and 105, so I don't think this town gets any of that money, unless we've got a speeding ordinance that covers those areas. They issued 4 warnings, some for speeding. They had 1 arrest. They collected $826 in fines. Other things that they went on was agency assists, civil standbys. Those are probably for other agencies. So all in all, traffic enforcement's doing a little better.
So that was for which month?
That is for February. We're always a month behind.
I always make sure just.
Yep.
And what did we get for a check from the state of Vermont for fines?
Oh, boy. I don't know off the top of my head.
You told me what it was.
I don't get that.
Somewhere between $100 and $200, maybe. It wasn't much, but a check did come in.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. That's why I'd like to see them patrol more on our highway as opposed to 100 and 105. And I understand that headed out to North Troy is a speed trap. I mean, I understand that. They need to do it out there as well. But state roads, we don't get the money for. They're going up Vance Hill or on the crossroad or like that. We have a ordinance for speeding there, and the speed limit's 35. Any money that's from those fines comes to us, minus the traffic fees, whatever. So
how's speeding down here these days, Matt?
It's not so bad. like these big, huge divots. I'll tell you what, I don't hear anybody going.
Don't worry, I'm going to fix that.
I've even heard a few people slam on the brakes as they're going downhill.
Yeah, they're going
to
hit the rock.
For sheriff to try to patrol us a year?
Say what?
What do we pay per sheriff to patrol it?
$28,000 a year?
And
something like
what
that.
What do we bring in for revenue?
It's negligible.
But you can't figure revenue from the sheriff's department.
No, but I mean somewhere in the middle.
Because they do a lot of other stuff besides the fraud investigations, juvenile, shopliftings. They do a number of different things. A lot of the agency assists. I mean, that's probably standby for somebody else. But they do a lot more than speed enforcement, is what I'm getting at. So
I had a good interaction with the officers in October. We had our residence was broke into, our business was broke into, so somebody tried to steal a bunch of our shit during the evening. I can't remember the officer's name, he was new to the area, but he actually was making drive-throughs. So there was one evening at 8:30 at night, they literally came, I'm not sure if you're familiar where I live, I live on the Bonnet Road, we're on the four-wheeler trail pretty much. The sheriff's department made loops through our driveway with their lights on, but they didn't make, I mean, it was kind of ironic because after the second time he came, I went out to speak with him and just thank him and whatever not. It would turn into about an hour and a half conversation with this officer who was just relating to me the issues that were in my area. So with that being said, we were very grateful. I actually had two neighbors call. McDowell's called asking, hey, what's going on up there? The other neighbor called because we don't see the sheriff very often. So I relayed that information to him. His response to me is, you'll be seeing me a lot more.
Good.
I haven't seen him since.
Okay.
He's been transferred.
Yeah. Probably. But, I mean, he was positive. He had a lot of insight on what was going on. Not only in our area, but in the town of Newport. He knew who was good and who was bad.
Oh, yeah.
He made mention to me about people I didn't know about that were right down the road with a drug issue that, you know, these people came through the woods, broke into our Connex box, and they were taking our shit back to the woods to the Collins Mill Road, which is probably, it's got to be 100 yards through a brook, you know. And if it wasn't for our shepherd that's pretty tuned in, but they were pretty decent to us. I mean, he made mention to me, he's like, you know, you're not only a resident here, you're a commercial business. We need to look out for you.
Well,
so I was
good.
Very impressed. You know, I mean, it was three or four times throughout the month that he came down the driveway with all the lights on, you know, but it was the presence. People noticed it.
Yep.
So with that being said, maybe mentioning that to them, that their presence is noticed and people do appreciate it. I mean, we have a lot of old folks in our town that are substantial to all the new stuff that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs, crime, break-ins, you know. So having them here, I do believe is...
I think it's beneficial. I mean, I just, like I said,
wish... It's not a dollar sign is what you're saying.
Right, and my bone of contention is that I would rather see them locally on side roads and stuff as opposed to 100...
Because we've had numerous issues too, in the speeding
and
people tearing the roads up, and along with the four-wheelers. I mean, there's a lot of folks out there that are doing wrong that it would be nice to see them, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Back to the agenda. Sign orders, review and approve bank statements and journal entries. That's been an ongoing thing that we did here. I'll make a motion that we approve the orders and the bank statement and the journal entries that were presented to us this evening. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Update on Strawberry Acres Boat Greeter Program.
We got notice this week that our application for the grant was approved, and we have been awarded a maximum grant of $20,213. We budgeted $15,000 this year, and the grant is a percentage of what we spend. We don't know what the percentage will be yet, but the maximum possible is $20,213. And we, in the past, have had three boat greeters. One of last year's boat greeters wants to come back. One of them wants to come back for fewer hours. And one of them I have not spoken to yet, but I heard that they're having some health problems and are not likely to come back. And the two remaining boat greeters have thrown out some names of people that are interested. So I wanted to ask how you would like me to go about not hiring. I don't do the hiring, but how you would like to go about hiring boat greeters for the summer.
How many do we need?
Realistically, we need about 90 hours of coverage a week, if I did my math right. Maybe. I'd have to do that math with a paper. So in the past, for the past several years at least, it's always been three working around 30 hours a week. So it could be three or it could be four with fewer hours apiece. Realistically, I think three is probably the minimum to keep it open as many hours as it has been in the past.
Jennifer had said something about changing those hours.
She had mentioned that they could be reduced, especially on the slower ends of the season.
I just want to make sure we have money enough without deficit spending that.
Well, we didn't last year, right? We didn't overspend last year.
Nope, I don't believe so.
Nope.
They have mentioned that they're anticipating the match, the grant money might be less this year, but we don't have any way of knowing what it will be pretty much until the end. So it's kind of a tough call to make.
So we've got two right now and
three.
So Chloe is coming back full, happy to work a full 30 hours. Colleen is willing to come back for 2 to 3 half days a week. She doesn't want to work as much as she did last year. Colleen's daughter's interested, and another woman that I don't know is interested. I have not talked to Colleen's daughter or Miss Lancaster myself.
They need to take a excuse me, I'm sorry.
No, I was just wondering, who is the third person that we have now?
Marlene Lancaster. Oh.
That is now, but you haven't heard from them if they want to go back, because they said they would have
Tom Bly.
Okay, so we have to get in contact with him before we proceed with.
So I'll start with calling Tom to
To make sure he's not wanting to do it. If that's the case, and the others, you said, have to take a class?
Yes, that was the other thing, is new people coming on, there's states adamant that they go through the testing.
It's an online course, right?
Yeah. No, and then they have a full day program, too, somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Last year, they did it at the marina in Newport.
So they don't have to go too far.
Nope.
So when we paid them to go take that course, I believe.
Yep.
All right. We'll find out if Tom's not, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
When do they typically start?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Can't be us before May, I wouldn't think.
No.
When do they put the docks in?
Yeah.
That's a good point right there.
We don't put docks in. Yeah. So it'd be Newport. Yeah. Put docks in. I don't know.
Jennifer would know when they're going to start.
Yeah.
I'll check with Tom and Jennifer.
Well, the other thing, too, is when is the class given? We need to get these other people involved in that.
In fact, all of our current greeters need to take
the refresher
course.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Yeah, every year.
Okay. I didn't realize that. Every year.
Can't go back and drive a truck to go be a boat greeter.
That's
what I was just thinking.
$20 an hour. It could be worse.
Just sit down there and watch boats.
Man, I don't have to get up at 10:30 at night and go to work.
Nope.
You don't have to go to Montreal.
Nope.
I'm
Sounding better all the time.
They start at 6 o'clock in the morning.
It's just hot.
He's up at
2. Any unfinished new business? Bob.
Mike, have you heard anything from Brown Hill about the back spot?
I have not. He seems to be sugaring.
Maybe I need another phone call.
I've tried. I will continue to try.
Anything else? Executive session. We are going to need an executive session.
Yes.
And
we're about to tell you.
I have a motion. I move that the select board find that premature general public knowledge regarding the town's pending litigation would clearly place the town at a substantial disadvantage pursuant to 1 VSA 313A1. It's the first motion.
For legal discussion.
What?
For legal discussion.
It's for legal discussion.
Correct.
That makes it easier.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't put that in verbatim.
All those in favor
of
going into executive session.
Thank you.
I have another motion after that.
Okay.
Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Second motion. I move that the select board enter into executive session, discuss pending litigation under the provisions of 1 VSA 313A1E, and that the select board invite the town's attorney, Brian Monahan, into the session.
Yep.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Those are legally done.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
you did record the motions going into executive
session. Yes, I did.
It is now 7:32, I guess, somewhere in there, mm-hmm. and we're out of executive session. And there is no action to be taken based on the information that was presented to us this evening. At this time.
Yep.
Any other business before the board?
No.
No. Hearing none, then I would entertain a motion.
I make a motion. We adjourn.
We're out of here.
End of recording.
End of recording.